flight wasn't bad. You know, straight flight. Slept most of the way, so it wasn't bad at all.
Still kind of a whirlwind to you going from
It is a little bit, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, take my time and, you know, just get everything taken care of before I start, you know, camp and things like that. Well, first of all, I take care of this, the media thing, and just as far as, you know, just getting everything situated, so when I get in, you know, I get acclimated to the city and everything going on here. It wasn't bad, man. It was good, you know. Plus, I got to meet the longtime ticket holder, and you know, it was a great experience, you know, for him. I bet, you know, for me also, just meeting somebody who has, you know, this much pride for an organization and who's been around for so long.
Did you realize right away those motorcycles were for you, or did you think it was a celebrity?
I guess it was. I was thinking it was a celebrity showing up. Nah, but like I said, it was good, man. I enjoyed it. You know, I'm pretty sure that ticket holder did also.
Deion, can you talk about the challenges of playing the rush position, you know, linebacker or end at your weight, your size? We know you've got quickness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to bulk up to take on left tackles, or what do you think about
that? Yeah, well, you know, everybody that's coming in and getting acclimated to the NFL level, you know, it's a lot of things we all need to improve on. For me personally, improving my weight and my strength is an area that I'm looking forward to getting better at. But, you know, I understand that it come along, you know, with time and, you know, with my hard work and, you know, just taking care of the little things. And
you're obviously being viewed as a bookend pass rusher. You can't win the way you
can. Right. You know, I mean, watching a guy like him for a while and seeing his talent and understanding, you know, how well he is at doing his job and getting after quarterbacks, you know, it just motivates me that much more, you know, just to step my game up. You know, being in meeting rooms and being out there with him on the practice field, you know, I'm pretty sure I get to see a lot of, you know, the little things that he do to improve his game.
Do you see yourself having a similar skill set as him, similar attributes?
Yes, sir. I mean, like I said, I've watched him for a while. I see the way he bends and the way he finishes at quarterbacks. And, you know, that's something that I'm looking forward to improving my game. And, you know, they brought me in here to do that and to take care of that the role on the other side. So I'm looking forward.
Can you prepare
your motor to hit? Yes, sir, of course. You know, I do feel like I have a high motor. You know, I work really hard, you know, not only when it's game time, but, you know, every day leading up. So, you know, when the lights come on, when it's game time, you know, I turn it on and, like I said, I'm looking forward to improving in that area, you know, and being a great compliment to him on the other side.
You know, what's your size right now?
I'm at 250 right now.
And how tall are you?
I'm
6'7". How big do you see yourself eventually getting? You think,
man, honestly, I feel like I can play with the same speed and play with the same motor. You know, playing around at 260, you know, like I said, I'm looking forward to improving in those little areas, and like I said, I know it's something that I have to do personally, and I'm just going to take care of that, you know, and just get ready for this season.
Is 250 the most you weigh?
As far as playing weight, yes, sir.
You mentioned the other night wanting to be in every down.
Right. You know, I feel like I'm really good at the run. You know, I did well at the University of Oregon. You know, I took care of that part. But I guess because of my size, because I'm not 260 already. Most people don't think I can do that. But you know, that comes along with my maturity and, you know, taking care of little things in the film room and practice and just taking care of my body. And I know, you know, as time goes along, you know, I'll be able to be that player that I'm looking forward to being. It was, me and my family, yeah. It was great. You know, the NFL had a lot of cool things for us to do. Probably, for me personally, the best thing was the NFL Play 60 thing. You know, kind of just allowed us, me and other guys, to take our mind off everything that was going on and get out there with the kids and toss the football around. I had a couple playmakers on my team, so it was good. No, we didn't get to do that. We got to go to the New York Stock Exchange, actually, and a lot of the guys, you know, enjoyed that. We also got to visit the hospital up there and got to visit a lot of kids. That was also a great experience.
What did you think of the Dolphins fan contingent that was inside
Radio City? It was crazy, man. I stepped on the stage and I looked up and I didn't know because it was that many fans in the building. But, man, honestly, I felt really blessed at the moment. It was a pleasure, you know, for the Dolphins to make the move that they did. And, I can tell that the fans were really excited. Man, honestly, in this league, it's a lot of great pass rushes, you know. And when I got moved over to the defensive side of the ball, you know, I really didn't just look at one person. You know, I tried to take a lot of my attributes from a lot of other players, you know, guys like a Terrell Suggs or a DeMarcus Ware. And, you know, I even went back and watched a lot of Lawrence Taylor film because the position that I played was a lot similar to his. And like I said, it's just a lot of little things that as a player that you can get from anybody.
What was that decision about? You run a lot of tight end, I guess, in high school.
Right.
Was there a decision made by you or by somebody else that you're going to be in?
Well, it was between me and the coach. when Coach Kelly went ahead and when he got the head coaching job, you know, he offered me the job on the defense. He asked me if I wanted to do it. You know, for me, you know, it was just another challenge that I looked at, and I just openly, you know, went ahead and took it. It wasn't something that I was hesitant about. You know, I was really looking forward to it. I knew I was going to have an opportunity to play, and man, I just learned, and you know, and I just went out there and played and tried my hardest.
Deion, you enjoyed this part of being a player. I mean, that, you know, talking to us, going to New York for the draft.
It's different, man. Honestly, it's different. It's honestly at the University of Oregon, the defensive players don't get much love, you know. So it is a little different.
And then tell me about playing, you know, at Oregon because yes, the Chip Kelly offense.
Right.
That's what Oregon is known for.
Yeah.
How did that feel being a defensive player?
It was good, man. It was good, you know, competing against those guys every day, day in and day out. I seen some tremendous talent. And, you know, it was like I said, it was a blessing for me that he did make the move and put me on the defensive side of the ball. Because not only did I play against some good offensive players, I played with some good defensive players also. You know, my guy Josh Kadu, who's here in the city now. You know, and it was just good, man. You know, somebody had to run on the field after they scored in 4 or 5 plays. So it was good for us. It wasn't bad, you know. Like I said, we prepared because we practiced against them every day. So we prepared. You know, we had great depth on the defensive side of the ball, a lot of talent. So for us, you know, we just had to be ready, you know, and came down to the defense most of the times. You know, we had to get the ball back to them in close games because we knew, you know, sometimes it might not go their way. So we really had to be prepared.
As long as that program has been over the years, they haven't sent that many guys to the NFL. Responsibility on you to show what Oregon is about in the NFL?
Nah, it's not a responsibility for me at all. You know, just being now an alum of the university, you know, and seeing, you know, all the guys that came before me, you know, it's a lot of talent that came through. You know, we even had Heisman hopeful, you know, for a minute up there. So, I mean, it's not a responsibility for me at all. You know, it is a great opportunity, you know, for me to represent the University of Oregon and have an opportunity to put them on the map. And, you know, just like I said, just being there, you know, I felt really blessed and thankful. I worked hard and things are starting to pay off. Man, honestly, I'm just looking forward to coming here and, you know, and helping out this team, you know, and improving and taking the next step that, you know, that everybody that wants to do. And like I said, me personally, I have work to do, and I'm going to do what I have to do, you know, to be the player that I want to be this year and for the next years coming.
You got a quick turnaround for this rookie minicamp. How eager are you to get in here and get on the field, do some drills and kind of...
Yeah. You know, I'll be ready to go. You know, I'm going to continue to attack the little things that I've been doing before. And, you know, next week when I get back out here, I'll be ready to roll.
Yeah, do you feel pressure with all of this? You know, you're the number one pick and, you know, all of this and you're meeting the fans?
Nah, I don't feel pressure at all, man. When it all boils down to it, it's about what you do on the field. And me and the rest of the rookies and whoever gets here. You know, we all understand that. That's all that matters. And that's what I'm going to take care of. I'm going to take care of what I have to do as a player.
What other sports did you play growing
up? I was a basketball player and also ran track.
Was there ever a time you might play basketball?
For a little bit, but my team wasn't that good, so it kind of took away a lot of the motivation. And it's something about football, you know, that always stuck with me. You know, every time it was fall time, you know, being out there with my guys and that grind, you know, honestly, it kind of just, it's something that just really grows on you. And honestly, I think I made the right decision. Yeah.
Did you hear some of the reaction this week? Because it wasn't extra, a lot of people were positive. You had some critics too.
Nah, I didn't have enough time to pay attention. Yeah. I mean, of course, anybody that gets negative comments about him, you know, it kind of motivates you a little bit more. But, you know, for me, like I said, I'm just worried about what I have to do next, you know, and the next thing for me is getting ready for rookie minicamp.
Yeah, a couple more guys. Before this process started, somebody said he landed Dolphins. What came to mind?
It's a possibility. You know, I didn't know. I really didn't know what was going to happen. You know, and sitting in that green room, you know, it's stressful. Not only for me, it was stressful for a lot of players, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, they decided to make that move. You know, I was shocked. I was surprised. But at the same time, I was happy. And, you know, I was overwhelmed. And, you know, I just felt like it was a great opportunity for myself and my family.
But before the season started, somebody said to you, Miami Dolphins.
I would have told him, you know, I really don't know. Because I really didn't know what was going to happen, you know, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other people didn't either.
Yeah, Miami was known for the cool uniform. What do you think of the new Dolphin uniform?
It's nice, man. I think it fits the city really well. You know, and like I said, man, for me personally at the University of Oregon, it wasn't about the uniforms, it was about the players inside the uniforms. And, you know, we have some great players there, and I feel like we got some great team here also.
Hey, Kimar,
what percentage of the time did you say you dropped into coverage last year?
Oh, man, I probably dropped into coverage probably 30 to 40% of the time. Yeah, but me playing coverage, it benefited me as an athlete and as a defensive player because I had a great understanding of what was going on around me, and plus I was able to get after quarterbacks too, so I had the best of both worlds.